We had a very uneven level or uneven playing field, and we put sustained pressure, and we had ongoing engagement with the minister to rectify the situation. That has been achieved. It's resulted in a reallocation of another 8,000 tonnes of quota to the Irish vessels, to the Irish fleet. And that's worth about $32 million.
And while this has been welcome, there are still concerns around quotas, with Ireland still having around 20,000 less tonnes of mackerel to catch. And there's also concerns around fuel costs. What's the next step for the group?
Well, we need to maintain sustained pressure on third countries such as Norway, Iceland, the Faroes, and the UK to a certain extent that have continued to overfish the scientific recommendation in relation to mackerel. And we need to keep pressure on these countries to enter into an agreement with Europe that sustains the stock in the long term, so that we're not facing a situation where in 1 year we're looking at a bleak reduction of 48% or 70% of the quota. There needs to be a responsible management of the stock. Europe and Ireland particularly have adhered to science. Other countries have not. The fuel is a big issue. The availability of it sometimes is a difficulty for boats. And this is making the whole fishing for particularly our whitefish fleets very unviable at the moment. It doesn't pay to go to sea, and it's going to lead to shortage of fish landings, shortage of availability of fish in our stores and in restaurants.
And do you have any hopes that a similar package that was given to hauliers last week will be given to fishers?
We have alliance of five organisations. We've made a submission to the minister in relation to this. There are measures being implemented within Europe. Spain, for example, has introduced a significant measure of subsidies, rebates and soft loans to its fleet to make them viable. They've announced a €25 million package. We need something similar for Irish fleets to keep them at sea, to make them viable, because at the moment for lots of our fisheries, it's not profitable to cost.